In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.
Congratulations on these blessed days. We've been blessed, as you all know, of course, with His Holiness's visit last week and His ordination of two more priests to serve along with the three faithful priests in Ottawa. And as you just heard today's gospel, if you look in some of the, for example, New King James, it gives titles to certain passages. And the title of this passage would be what? Of the gospel we just heard from St. Luke, which many of you know and pray, is also prayed in the second watch of the midnight service. You could call it the forgiveness of the sinful woman. And there are many sinful men and sinful women and sinful children and sinful adults. And perhaps a more accurate title for this passage would be the forgiveness of the repentant woman. Because not all men and women who are sinful will be forgiven. But this very clever and wise woman who was previously sinful was able to come back to the Lord and was not embarrassed to come back and confess her sins in order to be forgiven. So we can say that today's reading is about the forgiveness of the repentant woman. And this woman is not named, and the church forefathers teach us that when there's a biblical character who is not named, we can learn from walking in their footsteps. And in this case, we want to walk in her footsteps and imitate her example. And there's two characters that the Lord Jesus interacted with, as you know, in today's gospel reading. One of them is named Simon, and it's not Simon Peter, but he was a Pharisee who's named Simon. We want to learn from what he went through, not to imitate what he did, but to see what we could learn so that we don't fall into the same mistakes or traps that he fell in. And more importantly, we want to learn from the woman who was previously sinful, and we are actually ashamed to compare ourselves to her because she was very bold in her repentance, very bold in her confession, not caring who was present, wanting salvation for her soul, going to the Lord even in the midst of a gathering of very harsh and very hypocritical Pharisees. So by the grace of the Lord, let's compare these two characters, and we'll perhaps focus mainly on just a few words that the Lord Christ said. The Lord said to Simon the Pharisee, "I entered your house." He says to him, "Simon, I entered your house." But for her, he says, "I entered your heart." To Simon, he says, "I entered your house," a house that was perhaps made of stone. But unfortunately, to Simon, he also says, "You did not permit me to enter your house, for sure your house of your heart, you did not permit me to enter your heart, sorry, for your heart, in not permitting the Lord to enter would be a heart also made of stone." The heart of the woman who was previously sinful was a loving heart, a forgiving heart, and a heart that allowed the Lord to enter in order to forgive her. Whereas this heart of someone who is hypocritical is full of stone and not allowing the Lord any room to enter in. Whereas a heart like hers, which is full of love, is easily able to house the Lord. But you may say she is a sinner. Simon may say, and Simon did think, and the rest with him, that she is a sinner. And yes, she is a sinner. And I am a sinner. And we are all sinners. But you may say she is known in the city to be a sinner. And the Lord knows about you and me and each one of us that we are all sinners. He says to Simon, "I entered your house, but what a shame. I wanted to enter your heart in order to forgive your sins. And the Lord pleads with me and pleads with each one of us to enter our hearts. He stands knocking at the door, seeking, pleading. Ironically, it is me who should be pleading with him to enter my heart. Sometimes we want him to just enter into our stone houses, and we do not give him any room to enter into our heart made of flesh. I entered your house, and what did I find? In the liturgy, Abuna prays a special prayer for each of us. Often it is said silently right after the gospel or right after the sermon. And part of that prayer, there's a prayer for the congregation. And Abuna prays for three things for our homes. He prays that we may have houses of prayer. Second, he prays for us that we may have houses of purity. Third, he prays that we may have houses of blessing. Why did the church choose these three specific things to ask of the Lord? Houses of prayer, houses of purity, houses of blessing. These are actually three important pillars: prayer, purity, and blessing. And we'll come back to blessing, because blessing doesn't just mean I have a lot of things. I entered your house. The Lord says to me, I entered your house. What did I find? Did I find a house of prayer? Is your home a house of prayer? Can the Lord refer to your home as the church which is in your house? Did I find a house of prayer? Because if not, then the opposite is a house of pride. And you may wonder, what's the relationship between pride and prayer? If in my heart there's pride, then I have no need to pray, or so I think. If I think too highly of myself, I do not think highly enough of the Lord. The Lord doesn't want me to think too low of myself either. Thinking too high or too low of myself, both are examples of self-centeredness. But when I focus on the Lord, then I don't need to have pride in my heart, because I know He is the giver of all good things. He is the forgiver of all sins. If I think too highly of myself, I have no need, I have no time, I have no effort, I have no energy to pray. But if I focus on the Lord, then I come to Him in a spirit of prayer and I entreat Him, I plead with Him to stay with me, I thank Him, I praise Him, and then He can say, I entered your house and I found a house of prayer. I entered your house and I found a house of prayer. Did I find a house of purity? Is my home pure? Did I find a house of purity, or do I find a house of corruption? Do I find a house of purity and freedom, or do I find a house of slavery and corruption? And we say we are all free, but he says whoever sins is a slave of sin. Do I find a house of purity and a house of freedom, or a house of addiction and a house of affliction? Do I find a house of purity, or is there something that is enslaving me, controlling me, that I must make an effort to get rid of, and the Lord will give me the victory? This woman who came to the Lord to repent at his feet, for sure she had a past history of slavery to sin that was difficult to overcome. And for sure, she tried all means to overcome her sin. And at the last resort, she found no other way but to come to the Lord. And the same with each one of us. I can't depend on my own strength or my own ability to free myself from anything that's enslaving me. He is the only one who can save me, as he did saving her. And then he can say, I entered your house and I found a house of prayer and a house of purity. A house of prayer and a house of purity. Do I find a house of blessing? Where would the blessing come from? Of course, just like with the purity from the Lord, the blessing from the Lord, he gives to all abundantly, and he also gives us this commandment, give and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over will be put in your bosom. For with the same measure you use, it'll be measured back to you. The Lord says it is more blessed to give than to receive. A house full of blessing is not a rich house which has a lot. It could be, but it need not be. Doesn't matter how much you give, you have, sorry, it matters how much you give. And the Lord blesses all. He makes his sun rise on the good as well on the evil. So if I have a lot of earthly possessions, that's not a symbol necessarily that the Lord is happy with me or not. He gives to all freely. But the wise one is the one who takes from the Lord's blessings and gives. Doesn't matter how much I have, it matters how much I give. It is more blessed to give than to receive. So give. Give from your abundance if you have abundance, or give your two mites if you don't have very much. But we all cannot say that we don't have very much. If we don't have money, we have time. If we don't have time, we have effort, we have strength, we have thoughts, we have caring. Or if you have none of the above, at least give forgiveness. Forgive those who hurt you. The Lord entered Simon's house, and what did he find? He found a great banquet, an earthly feast. Great. The Lord enters our homes, and likely he will find lots of earthly blessings in our home. What do we offer him? Do we make a physical banquet of fruits of the earth to feed the Lord? The Lord has no need of our physical food. He's the creator of all. Is the Lord hungry? The Lord said, and you recall, he said, he's hungry, he's thirsty. When was the Lord thirsty? He was thirsty on the cross. When else was he thirsty? At the same hour of the day, he was thirsty to save the soul of the Samaritan woman. He is hungry for me to save me. He is thirsty for my soul to save my soul. But Simon offered him physical food, but refused to offer his soul. The woman offered him a repentant heart, and the Lord is hungry to fill all hearts who come back to him. Simon opened his house to the Lord, great, but the woman opened her heart to the Lord. And from the beginning, the Lord is seeking my heart. My son, give me your heart and let your eyes observe my ways. Simon, I have something to say to you. This is serious stuff. The Lord precedes it with, I have something to say to you, meaning you better listen to this. God has something to say to you, to me, to all of us. Do you see this woman? Are you judging this woman? You should be learning from this woman. I entered your house. You gave me no water for my feet, but she has washed my feet with her tears, tears of repentance, and wiped them with the most precious thing on her body, the hair of her head. You gave me no kiss. This woman has not ceased to kiss my feet since the time I came in. You did not anoint my head with oil. It appears that Simon did not have oil in his vessel to anoint the Lord, but this woman anointed his feet with fragrant oil. That is the true humility of repentance, sitting at the Lord's feet, offering my tears, wiping the Lord's feet with whatever I have that is precious to me. Therefore, the Lord says, I say to you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. The Lord didn't say, oh, she just sinned trivial sins. She sinned many sins. She was aware of her sins. It's unfortunate that I am not aware of my sins, but the Lord can see my sins. And he says, therefore, I say to you, your sins, which are many, but I wonder if the Lord will continue and say, your sins, which are many, are forgiven, for you loved much. She loved who? Who did she love much? Who did she open her heart to? The Lord Jesus she loved. She loved the Lord Jesus who first loved her, and the Lord loves each and every one of us. I entered your house, great, but more importantly, I'm seeking to enter your heart, to comfort your heart, so that I can forgive you and you can return back to me in complete joy and in complete purity. If the Lord enters my heart, he cleanses my heart, he purifies my heart. Then my heart will be connected to him, If my heart is connected to him, I have a natural connection, then it's easy to pray because the connection is there. I can talk to him and he can talk to me through his words in the Holy Bible. If I come back to him, then my heart will be pure, my senses would be pure, my thoughts would be pure, my time would be pure, the images I look at would be pure, my house would be a house of purity. If I come back to him, my heart would be blessed, my life would be blessed. We find that our homes are a blessing and the families are a blessing to each other. And we want to have these houses of prayer, houses of purity, houses of blessing. If I want my house to be a house of prayer, I do have to cast out pride from my heart. And I do have to fill my heart instead of the pride, but fill it with prayer. I can't leave my heart empty. Because if you get rid of all the negative in my heart, but leave it empty, the devil's not going to leave it. He'll come and fill it up again and bring with him more evil to fill my heart. If I empty my heart of the things that are negative, I do have to fill my heart and my time and the things that I hear and listen to and look at with holy things in order for my heart to remain connected to the Lord. And then I would have a heart and a house full of prayer. The Lord can cast out the pride from my heart, and the Lord can fill my heart with holiness. If I give a little bit of effort to pray to him and to come close to him. I also want to have a house full of purity. And if I want to have a house full of purity, I first need to have a heart full of purity, thoughts full of purity, senses, words, and whatever I say and hear and look at has to be pure. I also want to have a house full of blessing. So I need to give generously because the Lord said that it is more blessed to give than to receive. And I want this more blessing. We need to give generously, to give charitably, time, effort, strength, sympathy, empathy, forgiveness. Then we will have houses and hearts full of blessing. And those, again, are the three pillars of the life we need to have. Houses and hearts and lives full of prayer, full of purity, full of blessing. And of course, we can't have those without having a repentant heart. And like we said, this wonderful woman, we can learn from her because she was not scared of what the congregation would say when she repents. She tried all other means to turn her life back around and found that the only way was at the Lord's feet. And may the Lord grant me and grant all of us repentant hearts, pure hearts, blessed hearts, prayerful hearts, to welcome him in our hearts, in our lives, in our time, so that he can lead us back and forgive us our sins, so that we can also hear his sweet words, "Your sins are forgiven, your faith has saved you, go in peace." Glory be to God forever. Amen.
Light of the Lord, begotten, not created, one essence of Father. who for us and for our salvation came down from heaven and was come with the Holy Spirit and Virgin Mary, and became man, and was crucified for us and was crucified, suffered, is buried, and saved the
Lord. Ascended
to heaven, sits at the right hand of His Father. He's coming again to His glory, judging. His kingdom shall have no end. Yes, breathe the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the God giver, who proceeds from the Father, who the Father and Son is worshipped and glorified. And in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, we confess our sins. We long for that resurrection of the dead and the life of the Christ.